The dollar index, DXY00, fell by minus 0.28% on Monday. The dollar settled lower on Monday, consolidating below last Friday's two-week high. Comments from U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent weighed on the dollar Monday when he said the Fed traditionally doesn't raise interest rates in response to a supply shock, suggesting a possible conflict with Fed Chair Warsh. Monday's rally in the Chinese yuan to a 3.5-year high also undercut the dollar. However, losses in the dollar were limited on Monday as WTI crude oil rallied more than plus 2% to a one-week high, which raised inflation expectations and could potentially persuade the Fed to raise interest rates, a supportive factor for the dollar. Also, weaker stocks on Monday boosted some liquidity demand for the dollar, and higher T-note yields have strengthened the dollar's interest rate differentials. Finally, the dollar has some carryover support from last Friday, when Fed Chair Warsh warned inflation isn't meaningfully slowing and vowed that policymakers will return inflation to their 2% target. The chance of a Fed rate hike at next month's FOMC meeting rose to 65% on Monday from 36% before Warsh's speech. Chinese economic news was mixed after China's August manufacturing PMI rose plus 0.6 to 49.8, stronger than expectations of 49.5. However, the August non-manufacturing PMI was unchanged at 49, weaker than expectations of an increase to 49.4. The markets are discounting a 65% probability of a plus 25 BP rate hike at the next FOMC meeting on September 15-16. EUR/USD Eurost rose by plus 0.29% on Monday. The euro moved higher on Monday amid weakness in the dollar. However, gains in the euro were limited after German August consumer prices rose less than expected, a dovish factor for ECB policy. Also, Monday's plus 2% jump in crude oil prices raises inflation expectations and could prompt the ECB to tighten monetary policy, a supportive factor for the euro. In addition, Monday's increase in the 10-year German bund yield to a 15-year high of 3.327% strengthens the euro's interest rate differentials. German August CPI, EU harmonized, rose plus 0.02% MM and plus 2.9% YY, weaker than expectations of plus 0.03% MM and plus 3.1% YY, the markets are discounting a 99% chance of a plus 25 BP ECB rate hike at its next policy meeting on September 10. USD JPY, USJP, fell by minus 0.19% on Monday. The yen moved higher Monday on signs of strength in Japan's economy after July industrial production unexpectedly rose, and July retail sales posted their largest increase in 6 months. Gains in the yen were limited, with Monday's plus 2% jump in crude oil prices to a one-week high, which is negative for the Japanese economy and the yen, as Japan imports more than 90% of its energy. Today's higher T-note yields are also bearish for the yen. The yen also continues to suffer from weak interest rate differentials, with the BOJ's current policy rate of 1%, well below the Fed's federal funds rate target range of 3.5%-3.75%. The yen has underlying support from increased expectations of a BOJ rate hike in either September or October. The government favors a rate hike to support the yen and prevent inflationary pressures stemming from the weak yen. Finally, the yen has ongoing support from the recent coordinated U.S.-Japan intervention and fears that further intervention might be forthcoming if the yen remains weak. The markets are discounting an 84% chance of a plus 25 BP BOJ rate hike at the September 18 policy meeting. Japan July industrial production unexpectedly rose plus 0.1% MM, stronger than expectations of minus 0.7% MM. Japan July retail sales rose plus 2.4% MM, stronger than expectations of plus 1.6% MM, and the biggest increase in 6 months. October COMEX Gold, GCV26, closed down minus 1.07% on Monday, and September COMEX Silver, SIU26, closed down minus 0.774, minus 1.16%. Precious metals extended last Friday's sharp losses on Monday, with gold falling to a 1.5-week low and silver dropping to a 1-week low. Higher global bond yields on Monday were bearish for precious metals. Also, Monday's plus 2% jump in crude oil prices to a 1-week high boosted inflation expectations and could persuade the world's central banks to raise interest rates, a negative factor for precious metals. Finally, precious metals are being weighed down by negative carryover from last Friday, when hawkish comments from Fed Chair Warsh boosted the chance of a Fed rate hike at next month's FOMC meeting to 65% from 36% before he spoke. Recent fund support for precious metals is bullish for prices, as long holdings in gold ETFs climbed to a 4.25-month high last Friday. Long holdings in silver ETFs also rose to a 5-month high last Tuesday. Strong central bank demand for gold is supportive of gold prices, following the AUG7 news that bullion held in China's PBOC reserves rose by plus 640,000 ounces to 76.08 million troy ounces in July, the 21st consecutive month the PBOC boosted its gold reserves. On the date of publication, Richest Blund did not have, either directly or indirectly, positions in any of the securities mentioned in this article. All information and data in this article is solely for informational purposes. This article was originally published on barchart.com.